In September, the remnants of Typhoon Murbach lashed the coast of western Alaska with 50-foot waves and hurricane-force winds.
Just changed the environment in a way that we didn't expect it to happen.
Vera Kingakut Metcalf witnessed Murbach firsthand from her home in Nome. The storm brought severe flooding to communities along the Bering Sea. Hunting camps were wiped out, fall hunts were delayed, and power outages caused losses of meat that was already gathered. It's just one example of the way climate change is threatening Alaska Native communities in a rapidly warming Arctic. Metcalf and a team of more than 40 scientists and indigenous experts wrote about Murbach and other climate impacts in a new chapter for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's annual Arctic Report Card, which came out this week. Indigenous food systems and traditions in the Arctic are tied to a cold, icy environment. The science in this year's report card shows that those conditions are now harder to rely on. More rain and less ice are making food resources scarcer and harder to get to. Metcalf says sea ice, Siku in Yupik, characterizes the seasons in the Arctic.
It's a very powerful presence in our relationship with our world. It really defines our seasons and activities. And right now here in Nome, we don't have sea ice yet, and it's the middle of December.
According to the report, sea ice continues to form later across the Arctic, and its summer extent in 2022 was much lower than the long-term average. That leaves coastal communities vulnerable to storms like Murbach. It also threatens food security.
Traditional hunting seasons seems to be dissolving and blending together. You know, hunter safety. Our hunters are traveling further with less sea ice and disruptive stormy weather during some of our hunting trips.
Changes in precipitation can threaten indigenous food systems, too. This year was the third wettest year on record for the Arctic, and more precipitation is coming as rain instead of snow. Freezing rain events are a special threat. The resulting ice layer can disrupt foraging for important species like caribou. Metcalf said she learned a lot from collaborating with scientific researchers on the report. But she adds that bringing the two knowledge systems together can be challenging.
How this actually happens is can be complicated because indigenous knowledge and science should not be used, for example, to verify each other.
One thing Metcalf and her colleagues emphasize is the importance of including more on-the-ground observations from indigenous knowledge holders in future reports.
Our own experts are living the environment, are there, seeing the changes happening in our waters and our lands, and often are the first to report these unusual changes.
The chapter takes a more holistic approach than the rest of the report. It doesn't focus on one particular year. Rather, it acknowledges the compounding impacts of climate change.
It's a ripple effect. It impacts the people, it impacts their traditional lifestyle, and then it impacts what's coming the next season.
Jackie Catalina Schaefer is the Director of Climate Initiatives at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. She's also a co-author on the new chapter. Despite the profound changes in the Arctic, both Metcalf and Schaefer say indigenous values around food prevail.
We don't say, and we definitely don't think it and put it out into the universe, that there's not going to be any berries. We hope, we live on that thread of hope that there's going to be berries, whether they show up or not.
Schaefer believes this new chapter in the Arctic Report Card is a way to infuse more of that hope into conversations about climate change in the Arctic.
The narrative, if you just focus on the science and the monitoring, could be very scary. And we don't want people to be scared.
The authors hope to expand their contribution in future editions of the Arctic Report Card. And throughout the rest of the year, they are working to combine science and indigenous expertise on projects that will help Alaska Native communities adapt to a new Arctic. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.